all of us have to step up our game. All of us have to prepare a little bit more. And it doesn't really matter if you've been there before or if you haven't been there before. It's a new team, new players. We just have to come out and try to be ready for what it's going to be like a couple weeks from now.
There's a school of thought, too, that these guys really, I mean, they're rookies in name, but by this time of the year, you know, they got a full season under their belt.
They certainly do, and they can't have the mentality that, oh, I'm just a young guy. The team's not going to be depending on me to make plays, because the most unlikely of guys have stepped up. I mean, look at the history of the playoffs and the history of the NFL. It's the no-name guys that make plays in the big games that help their team win games. So we're going to be leaning on our young guys heavy. Know that they're going to be preparing as hard as they can to put forth their best effort come Saturday.
Why wouldn't experience in these situations matter?
Well, I mean, it helps. It helps, but at the same time, you know, we're a different team than we were last year, the year before that. We have new players, and we're going to be playing probably different teams than we've played in the past. So it's a clean slate for everyone. Obviously, as a veteran, you kind of have an idea of what it's going to be like when we're talking about earlier the speed of the game, but it really doesn't matter. It's about the team that goes out there and executes the best come game day, and it's as simple as that.
There's so much talk, Matthew, about the offense, the defense, but when you have two returns like you did from LeGarrette in that game on Sunday, how much confidence does that give your unit going into the playoffs, and how important is that?
Well, it's certainly, I mean, a huge momentum swing for us. You know, when you're able to make big plays like that in the kicking game, it really helps. It gives a spark to your team, and that's something that we haven't really been able to do this year. And in a game like Sunday when the weather was bad and you know, maybe it's harder to move the ball than usual, those plays were big for us. And as you move forward in the playoffs, big plays like that can make the difference in a game. So we'd like to have them go in our favor if possible. Continue to stay at it, keep working hard, and hopefully we can see some more of those.
You guys have had this a few times. What's the best way in your mind to take advantage of the bye week?
You got to take advantage of the time that you have to prepare. You can look at yourself as an individual and see what you can improve upon. Obviously, we don't know who we're going to play, so it's more of a self-scout week and looking at what we can do as the Patriots to improve. I think it's important to take advantage of getting rest when you can. You know, you played 17 weeks of football. The body's not as fresh as it was week one, so if you can try to get that body back, that's huge, and just doing the little things to try to give yourself an edge.
Do you have to, talk about focusing on your team this week, do you have to safeguard against looking ahead of potential opponents so that you don't reach a point of diminishing returns by this time next week? In other words, investing a little time, taking a peek at the three possible opponents?
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to assume that you're going to be playing a certain team because anything can happen. So I definitely think you can look at all three of our potential opponents and draw something from them and work at it and prepare. Film study will be huge. Definitely the days that we're off and not on the field, take advantage of those mental reps in the classroom. Like I said, anything's possible. So you can't bank on, oh, we're going to play so-and-so. You just got to be ready for anything. And that's why it's so huge to do self-scout and to make sure that you're taking care of what you can control.
You going to watch the games this weekend?
Definitely. I'll definitely be looking at them with a close eye. And, you know, it's an exciting time for everybody, including us. So. All right. Happy New Year, guys.